Thank you for joining us. We are now joined by Alice Bowman, driver of the number 88 ChevyGoods.com Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports and the winner of today's Geico 70 at the virtual Talladega Super Speedway. Alex, congratulations on that win today. An exciting last lap. Tell us a little bit from your vantage point what that was like and how you pulled it off.
Yeah, I guess just right place, right time. Kind of the normal speedway racing deal. I felt like the bottom wasn't the place to be, so kind of let Ty have the bottom on that restart and got up and just tried to keep the run timed well and knew that most of the time the top was leading there at the start-finish line. So just really got to thank Priest for pushing me. Because that's what made the difference at that point. When you're that lead car, it's really the guy behind you making the difference. So glad it worked out.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today. We're going to get to as many questions as we can. In the interest of time, we ask that our media hold your questions to a maximum of 2 at a given time. And we'll now open up the questions for the media.
Amanda, thank you. And to our phone audience today, that is star and one. If you would like to ask a live question over your phone line, a friendly reminder that star and one will only work if you are joined on your handset. So if you're joining us today on speakerphone, please be sure that you return to your handset prior to pressing star and one to be certain that your signal does reach our equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star and one if you'd like to ask a live question. We'll hear first from Fox Sports in the line of Bob Pockrass. Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, two questions for you, Alex. First off, how weird is it to do a virtual Talladega race where I assume you don't have to worry about teammates or manufacturer orders?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it's definitely different. I feel like if we keep doing this long enough, we'll have teammates and manufacturer orders in it. But it was definitely different to just focus on your deal and do your deal all day. It was kind of a weird race for us just with somehow we didn't get fuel under that first caution and had to pit earlier under green and was kind of going to put us in a really bad spot. And the cautions kind of saved us. But typically, you know, you pit as a group and that's all ironed out, and we didn't have any of that today. So it was definitely different for sure.
And since we've got you, just curious, during this break, have you had any talks with Hendrick yet about next year, or has all that been kind of, or is all that stuff put on hold as well as the racing?
Yeah, not really. I guess everything's kind of put on hold right now. You know, obviously I want to be at HMS for a long time. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So, hopefully, they're working on it for sure.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Greg Engel at Auto Week. Please go ahead, Greg.
Hey, William. Congratulations, Alex, on the win. I was going to ask you. We were talking about one of the biggest differences in iRacing as opposed to being at Talladega and actually racing is actually being able to feel the wind and feel the air around you kind of in the car. Was that a big difference to you today, or what was the biggest difference between actually racing on the real Talladega and what you experienced today?
I don't know that that's really how I would put it, but I would say the biggest difference for me is just not having the side draft. The way that the aerodynamics of the cars are in real life, you use the side draft a ton. It's really crucial, and you can really stall guys' runs out and build runs that way. Whereas in iRacing, just kind of with the model that they have, that side draft doesn't work the same way. It's really, really different than it is at the real racetrack. So just how you draft and how the runs form was really the biggest difference. Other than that, it's pretty spot on. The bottom can get pinched down by the top. unless they get a couple cars out front, kind of about like real Talladega, kind of a normal deal there. And yeah, it was pretty spot on. Didn't hurt when I crashed and got a quick fix and reset the car and kept digging. So that was good.
And finally, when we do go back to racing, which doesn't look like it's going to be that long, there's going to be no fans in the stands, obviously. Is that going to be weird? And actually, can you confirm real quick that Finn did not win the race? It was actually the thing.
Yeah, it's going to be different without fans for sure. Obviously, the fans are why we get to do what we get to do. It's unfortunate that we're not going to be able to have fans there, but at least we'll be able to put on a show for everybody at home watching. And, you know, hopefully we get to go do that soon. That'd be great. I don't know. I think I'm going to leave it up to your imagination if it was me or the dog driving. But it was one of us. So there's only so many people it could have been.
Our next question will come from Jim Utter at Motorsport. Alex is listening. Go ahead, Jim.
Congratulations, Eric. Eric. Alex. And belated happy birthday.
I'm William and Eric today.
You're doing good today, aren't you? given the extensive amount of time and preparation that you put into these races, are you surprised with that it's finally paid off with a victory?
I ran a practice race this week. Come on. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Talladega was the one that I think you could get away with running minimally. So that was good. You know, I think it obviously, you know, last week at Richmond, we didn't run very well, and that came down to a lack of practice. But I think this week I ran a little bit and it ended up being enough. So that was good. But yeah, it's been a learning curve for sure. And I've kept myself busy in other ways, so probably haven't put the same amount of time into it as some of the other guys have. Probably take it a little more lighthearted than some of the others do as well, but that's just kind of my approach to it.
And I was just curious, at the end, were you really seriously thinking that you didn't have enough fuel to make it? I mean, you seemed to make it pretty clear while you were tweeting and driving. I just wondered if it was as close as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think we were a lap to the good before that last caution, and then, you know, the race gets extended a little bit with that green-white checkered. So it was close, going to be really tight, and glad we were able to make it, because that was pretty nerve-wracking. We're in a situation where you can't really trust the fuel gauge on that deal, so, like, I started saving, running around, like, three-quarter throttle, just trying to make it to the end, but glad the cautions fell where they did, because we were going to run out for sure.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Claire Lang with NASCAR Radio, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Please go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. Congratulations. Alex, you tweeted post the race, legit confused how this happened. And earlier you said, I'm scared to death right now via a GIF. Was it so different from what you would do at regular Talladega? Why were you so scared, and why were you legitimately confused?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that we won a high race. I mean, it's like, it's pretty wild to me with how good a lot of those guys are and how much experience that they have. But if it was going to happen somewhere, like Talladega is a place where you can kind of be in the right place at the right time and make it happen. So, you know, that was pretty awesome to be able to do that, but definitely quite a few guys that take it way more seriously than I do. And that kind of ends up helping them run better for the most part, but glad we were able to make it happen.
It is possible, although it hasn't been announced, that the race shops could start opening next week. How does a driver integrate into that, knowing races are likely coming up, but everything is still fluid? What are you sensing? And when things open up at the shops, and do you go in and start throwing yourself into it, or what?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of talk and speculation, and you see everything on Twitter. There's been like four or five different, this is what's going to happen on Twitter, I feel like. So it's hard to say what really is or isn't going to happen. For me, on my end, I'm just trying to stay as ready as I can or be as prepared as I can, because, you know, we know when we do go back racing that it's probably going to be a tougher schedule than we've seen in the past. So just trying to stay as fit as I can, or probably more fit than I was previously, and be prepared, because when we do go back racing, it's going to be pretty tough on us for sure.
Thank you for your questions today, Claire. Next, we'll move to NASCAR Wire Service and Holly Kane.
Thank you. Congratulations on the win. And technically, this makes you a multi-time winner this season. Your crew chief was joking about that, but could you just talk about, you know, the good vibes that it gives you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. To me, I'm still kind of confused how it happened, to be honest with you. But yeah, it's really neat. Just glad to be able to get a win. You know, it's good for everybody with Chevy Goods on the car, and it's good to have some momentum. You know, obviously the season was going really well for us in real life, and then as we got into this virtual deal, had some ups and downs, but to get a win is really cool.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Woody Kane at Motor Racing Network. Woody, hi.
Hi, congratulations, Alex. You were already asked about, when we come back, the likelihood that we won't have fans, but I was curious about, A, what you think the rust factor might be like when you do get back into the real race car, and B, what do you think of the possibility of limited or no practice, as well as maybe non-competitive pit stops?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think going to a place like Darlington is going to be really tough. Probably be a little rusty getting into turn one. You know, if that was the first one, that would be a tough place. So it's hard to say when we really do go back or what the situation really does end up being. But I'll try to do my best to be ready for whatever situation is. My dogs are about to freak out right now, so if you hear that in the background, I'm sorry. But yeah, just trying to be as prepared as we can be is a big part of it. What was the second part of your question? I got super distracted by my dog freaking out.
No, I get it. Mine is the same way. Just about the possibility of racing without much or any practice, and the possibility that you might have non-competitive pit stops if it comes to that.
Yeah, it's different for sure. I mean, we've raced without practice a couple times just because of the rain and things like that. So that's obviously different. But then going to, you know, if we were to not have competitive pit stops, that'd be pretty strange as well. So just adapting to all that and trying to stay on top of it and be prepared the best we can be for all of that is really all I can do. You know, there's a lot of speculation on what's going to happen or how it's going to be, but until we get that solid word from NASCAR, I'm just trying to be prepared for whatever situation comes at us.
Thanks for your questions today, Woody. Next, we'll hear from Sports 360 AZ in the line of Devin Henry.
Hey, happy birthday weekend, Alex. Congrats on the win, man. How have you seen the mindsets or the attitudes of the drivers change when it comes to these races over the past 5 weeks? And what was Finn and Roscoe's reaction to the win, you know, regardless of who happened to be driving at the time? Because it sounds like one of them thinks they should be the one getting interviewed right now.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. You know, they just want to hop on and drive sometimes. Sometimes while I'm driving, they like to walk up and nudge me and yank on the wheel and things go wrong, but that's okay. You know, I think the attitudes of the drivers, it's really interesting. You have some guys that take it super seriously. Obviously some guys put a lot of time into it and have a background in it. Guys like William, you know, he takes it really seriously and he's like unbelievably good at it. It's so frustrating to hop on. Like, we're practicing for Richmond and like I was trying so hard and I was like 3/10 off of him and could not get any closer. So, you know, it's interesting and it's different for sure that those guys with that background are so good at it. But, you know, there are also guys that kind of take it like I do, and are a little more lighthearted about it and just try to make it more fun than work. So, just try to have fun with it and somehow ended up with a win that way.
Thanks, Alex. You and the dogs party hard tonight.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Mark Garrow with Performance Racing Network. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Congratulations, Alex. How antsy are you to go back to real racing? We're 5 races into the Pro Series here. Does this satisfy the need for speed at all, or are you just getting more antsy?
Yeah, it doesn't satisfy it for me. I can't wait to get back in a real race car. I think that's something that is definitely important for me. You know, the iRacing thing is great. And, you know, I think we've done a really good job entertaining the fans. But as far as it being actually driving a race car, it's not. And we all want to get back in the real thing. So, you know, hopefully we get to do that soon.
And my follow-up question, you talked a little bit about, you know, we go back to racing without fans. That's obviously one of the things we'll have to contend with. How different is that going to be from you? Do you draw energy from the fans? Like, just when you're on pit road, you're getting ready to race, you see a lot of folks in the grandstands. Do you draw energy from that, and how do you replace that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like it's going to be really weird visually, not having any fans there. But aside from that, I mean, I'm pretty shy. I keep to myself, kind of just want to do my own thing. So when it comes time to go into work and driving the race car, I think it'll be business as usual for me. You know, the situation might be different with practice or schedules or whatever that may be. But other than that, really just be business as usual. Just because I just kind of do my own thing.
Next, we'll hear from NBC Sports on the line of Dustin Long. Hello, Dustin.
Thank you. Alex, with the notion that NASCAR could return in the coming weeks, you know, other sports have looked at trying to return, and one of the things they've looked at is kind of basically having their athletes, whether it's like baseball, potentially stay at hotels and go from hotels to games, basically to limit any contact that they could have with anybody and prevent any type of infection. Obviously, that's not going to be the case with racers. But I'm curious that once racing resumes, do you almost have to look at, as a driver, further quarantining yourself? Because if you get potentially infected, that could mean potentially missing a few races, potentially costing you a chance at the championship and things like that. Do you have to start thinking along those lines, and how might you have to do things or live in a sense once racing resumes?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's going to be really important. You know, I don't think it's going to be good for anybody if somebody in the garage or a driver or anybody like that gets it. So I think just taking the social distancing thing really seriously and doing all we can to kind of add layers into that and really just be super careful about it and mindful about it at all times, and probably take it more seriously than we may have to begin with. So I think that's really going to be crucial to it working out and to getting back on the racetrack, is for us all to take the social distancing stuff really seriously and do whatever's needed to make sure that we all stay healthy.
And also, can you give me a sense of kind of the balance with both sport potentially returning soon, could be the first sport to really return, that balance between making sure that you're safe and the precautions that are needed when you're working in the garage or around the team but also the role of, with potentially being among the first sports back, to being the athlete slash entertainer for a country that is slowly getting back and in a lot of areas still quarantined, and just kind of the roles, the kind of concerns or questions health-wise for you, but also the role that, that you could be playing and you and other drivers in being entertainers and athletes when there won't potentially be as many live events off when you guys get started.
Yeah, I think there's really, I feel like with social distancing stuff in place and all that, we can still do the jobs that we've done and still be entertaining. Obviously there's, I would just assume, less cameras and interviews and stuff like that. So some of that stuff might be cut down or have to be in a different format, but we're all still the same people that we are. And Clint Boyer is still going to be hilarious. Kyle's still going to have people mad at him. Kyle Busch, that is. You know, I feel like it's all the personalities are still going to be there. It's going to be the same in that sense. So as long, I think, you know, when it comes to our sport, the on-track product's the most important thing. And I really think we can put on great shows and do that safely. And I think that'll be really good for everybody.
Alex, thank you. And congratulations again on the win today. Thanks for taking a moment to speak with us this afternoon. Our next question is going to come from Speed Sport and the line of Jacob Seelman.
Thank you, Alex. Congratulations. Two questions. First, we know the kind of iRacing prodigy that your teammate William Byron has been over the course of this Pro Invitational Series. Have you leaned on him, or is there anybody specific that you've tried to lean on in terms of picking up iRacing more, since you weren't one of the guys that ran it regularly to start?
Yeah, for sure. I've leaned on William quite a bit. I text him quite a bit, just asking about tips and how much to do burnouts for qualifying to warm your tires up and stuff like that. So he's been a big help. I think he's probably been the biggest help out of anybody that I've worked with. DeBenedetto and I talk about it quite a bit, but I don't think either one of us are great at it. So I think we kind of just talk about our struggles a lot. So William's been a big help, and that's been a great thing to have for sure.
And as far as going forward, when we do get back to regular racing, obviously iRacing is not perfect, but the realism, there are a lot of things that are there. Do you see yourself using iRacing maybe more as a tool once we get back to regular racing than you did in the past?
Man, I don't know about that. You know, I think it has its place and there are things it's useful for. But I think we have tools like our Chevy simulator and things like that can create some other great things as well. So we used it a little bit before, and I'll continue doing that, but probably won't change how much I used it. It'll probably be about the same going back.
Alex, again, congratulations, and thank you for taking time out of your day to share your comments with the media and with us. I will turn it back over to Amanda for any additional or closing remarks that she may have.
Thanks.
Yes, Alex, thanks again for joining us. We know you have to hop off for a couple more interviews, but thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you. You'll have a good one.
And thank you to all the media for joining us as well. A transcript of this teleconference, along with the audio files, will be available later today on NASCARmedia.com. If you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out to anyone on our NASCAR communication staff. We wish you well, and we look forward to seeing you all again soon. I hope you have a great day.